Okay, so we are now moving into Chazaras HaShatz, really, but before we get into Chazaras HaShatz with Rosh Chodesh this week, we're going to focus on Yalvi Yavo and then start like a little about Chazaras HaShatz, and then next week we'll get into the Kedusha aspect, the Modim Derabbanan aspect, and the Birchas Kohanim aspect of the Chazaras HaShatz. So, for the Vad this week is L'Zeichen Nishmas, my mother, Alta Edel Rachel Bas Pesachi, whose Yahrzeit is this coming Thursday. Alta Edel Rachel Bas Pesachi. It'll be the 14th Yahrzeit already. So, Bezos Hashem, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So, Shimon Schwab tells us that the Chachamim instituted the inclusion of Yalvi Yavo in Ritzei because it's an extension of the Avoda characteristic of Ritzei, in which we're mispalel, bi'ava, not for ourselves, but rather for a worldwide Kiddush Hashem, which will come about as a result of the return of the Avoda to the Beis HaMikdash. The central theme of Yalvi Yavo seems to be the idea of Zachar, of remember, in which we ask Hashem to remember us. And Shimon Schwab asks the obvious question, what is meant when we ask Hashem to remember us? Human beings can forget and need to be reminded, but how does this apply to Hashem? So he says, perhaps we can understand it in the following way. The word zecher, which is to remember, is related to the word of zachar, of a male. In procreation, the function of the male is very fleeting, only a few seconds, but has a lasting effect. Similarly, zecher is the permanent impression on the brain of something that took but seconds to occur. It is one of the basic tenets of our emunah that our every action, word, or even thought is permanently recorded and is subject to either reward or punishment. As we say, kol ma'asecha ba'sefer nechtavim. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us that kol diber v'diber sheyotza mipicha ba'sefer nechtavim, every word that leaves our mouth is written down. Even seemingly trivial acts are permanently recorded, putting a few pennies in a pushka, or a few friendly words spoken to someone to cheer him up, certainly occupying one's mind with thoughts of Kedusha, a thought of Yer Shemayim, the suppression of anger, or the desire of saying some words of Lashon Hara, the performance of mitzvos, learning Torah, or all activities that are permanently recorded by Hashem. So the idea of Zecher is the permanent recording of events. Even seemingly unimportant and fleeting events and episodes have permanence. However, the permanent recording of mitzvos has limitations. Chazal tell us, Avera mechava mitzvah, and Avera distinguishes or puts out a mitzvah. A mitzvah can be lost as a result of an Avera, and it will not yale, will not rise up to Hashem to be recorded and rewarded. This is what is meant by the concept that Hashem forgets. If a person has created a cesspool of tumah and rishus, his mitzvahs go down the drain instead of rising up to Hashem to be rewarded. We therefore ask Hashem in this tefillah of Yalvi Yavo that through tshuva, those mitzvahs that were lost as a result of our averus may rise up to Him again and be rewarded. So first we ask Hashem that our mitzvahs may rise to Him, they may be yale. We then follow with seven expressions which are not redundant, each one has its own unique meaning, in which we ask Hashem to favorably remember us. And the tefillah says, Alkeinu, Alkeavoseinu, Yaaleh, V'yavo, V'yagia, V'yirah, V'yiratzeh, V'yishama, V'yipakid, V'yizocher. Based on the aforementioned, the tefillah of Yalvi Yavo, as we said, is a plea to Hashem that our mitzvos that may have drowned and become sullied by our veros may first rise out of the swamp of our veros. And then we daven that the acceptance of our mitzvos will rise steadily upwards through the various levels of the heavenly spheres to be remembered by Hashem. And there are seven lishonos that match the seven rikiyas, that each one represents another level. And the levels of acceptance are then viyavo, it should come, viyagia, and it should reach, viyira, and be seen, viyirat, it should be willingly received, viyisham, it should be heard, viyipokid, and it shall receive special attention. And finally, we come to the seventh level, which is expressed as viyizachar, which corresponds to the kisei hakavod, where hopefully our mitzvos will be recorded and rewarded by Hashem. Zichroneinu fikdoneinu. And because of our tshuva, may these mitzvos that were once destroyed by our aveiros and have been reconstructed receive special attention by Hashem. One can also say that zichroneinu refers to tzaddikim who have sinned and forfeited mitzvos, and ufikdoneinu is to pay special attention, which refers then to the Baalei tshuva. V'zichron avoseinu, this is a reference to the Avos HaKadoshim and their zechuyos. V'zichron Mashiach ben David. We ask Hashem to remember Mashiach. This is a reference to the words of Al-Chachamim that B'yom Shechorav Beis HaMikdash Nolad HaGoel, that on the day of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach was born. In this sense, Mashiach exists now, and we ask that he be revealed to us. We continue V'zichron Yushalayim Er Kodshecha. We ask Hashem to remember the holy Yushalayim of old, filled with mitzvos, a place where one could learn Yiras Shemayim, as was its purpose, L'man Tilmad L'Yiras Hashem Elokecha. V'zichron Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael L'fanecha. This refers to all the mitzvos and Maisim Tovim of the entire Jewish nation throughout history. We ask that none of these good deeds be lost from the Jewish nation. L'fleita, L'tova, L'chein, L'chesed, L'rachmim, L'chaim, L'sholom. We ask that all of these memories, the high levels of achievement of Klal Yisrael, will not be diminished by our averos, and that they be saved from oblivion and rewarded in these seven ways. And again, the number seven matching the seven rakiyas. We then say biyom, and we make mention of whatever the special day it is. And we continue and say, Zochreinu Hashem Malkeinu bo letova, ufakdeinu bo levracha, vosheinu bo lechayim, udvar yeshua verachamim, chus vechaneinu verachim leinu vosheinu. We ask Hashem to remember us as He said He would. And we say words of salvation and compassion. This is a reference to the promises that Hashem made to us that He will remember us and have mercy on us. And here again in Yalviyovo, as we said, in keeping with the underlying meaning of Ritzei, we're mispal for a Kiddush Hashem in the world. At the time of the fulfillment of the promises of the Dvar Yeshua Verachamim, when Hashem remembers us and brings about the Geula, it will cause a worldwide Kiddush Hashem, similar to that which occurred at Yetzias Mitzrayim. The world will once again recognize that Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem, as it did at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This will be the time when all of mankind will recognize and serve Hashem. And the tefillah then ends, Ki Elecha Einenu, Ki Kel Melech Anun Rachum Ota, for our eyes are turned to You, because You are God, the gracious and compassionate King. So that's Yalviyovo, and as I said, with Rosh Chodesh coming, it gives us at least a little more meaning of what we're saying, what we're adding in our tefillah on Rosh Chodesh. Chazaras HaShatz. So the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei is much more than a simple recital. Still, there are those who don't always seem to appreciate just how special these moments are. The Mechaber tells us that while the Chazan repeats Shemoneh Esrei, the Tzibur should remain quiet and listen carefully to the words of each bracha as the Chazan recites them, responding amen to each one. If there would be less than 9 people paying attention to the Chazan's brachos, the Mechaber says they are close to being considered a bracha levatola, and therefore each person should be sure to listen as if without him there would not be 9 people paying attention. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that one should not recite supplicative tefillos or study Torah during Chazaras HaShatz. Even if one is careful to stop before the closing of each bracha to pay attention and answer amen, it is still improper to engage in Torah study or other tefillah, and it is more important to pay close attention to the entire bracha. And the Rambam quotes an opinion that one should stand during Chazaras HaShatz. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that when one pays attention to the Chazan's repetition, it's as if he's actually davening Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore it is proper to be standing. And the Shloss says that the devout people are careful to have a sitter in front of them, and they follow each bracha word for word during Chazaras HaShatz. And I remember Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal that, you know, he did. He had a sitter open, and he would point inside as the Chazan would go and follow the Chazaras HaShatz. And there are actually those who bring that, since our Kavana is so lousy when we're davening and it's hard for us to focus, and really min adin, we're supposed to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, but we have that same fear that we're going to do the same thing all over again, that one who stands and listens and follows word for word with the Chazan can be Yotze his Shemoneh Esrei in that fashion with the proper Kavana then. When we answer Amen, the Shulchan Aruch writes that we should have in mind that we're confirming that the Chazan's brachos are true, and that we firmly believe all that he has said. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that when the bracha is one of the praises of Hashem, one should have in mind that he agrees with the praise that the Chazan recited. And when the bracha requests something from Hashem, besides confirming his faith that Hashem is able to grant this request, one should also have in mind to join with the Chazan's request for Hashem's aid. And as we mentioned, the Mechaber states that one is not supposed to speak during Chazaras HaShatz. And when the Mechaber in his halacha there says, Gadol avonu minaso, and he uses a very strong lashon, And Rabbi Chiel Sparrow offers a fresh perspective on what transpires during this auspicious time to better appreciate what's really going on during Chazaras HaShatz. And he tells a story. He says it was a well-known that when the Holy Rebbe of Rizhin would conduct his Friday night tish, he would not speak words of Torah. In fact, he almost did not speak at all. And yet hundreds would flock to bask in the presence of the Rebbe. Although they could not imagine what others saw in this type of gathering, two young cynics set out to see for themselves what everyone was talking about. They made the journey to Rizhin and prepared themselves for the Rebbe's tish that Friday night. But unfortunately, when they finally arrived, the tish had already concluded. The only one who remained was a Gentile man who apparently had the job of cleaning up after the tish was over. They walked over to the man and inquired as to the nature of the gathering. "What is exactly that goes on here?" they smiled cynically, as if to question the authenticity of the entire assembly. The simple, well-meaning, non-Jewish janitor stared at these two young men and answered their snide remark with his honest evaluation of the events that just transpired. The holy rabbi sits in front of these two long rows of tables. He sits there and doesn't say a word. And all of his followers, they sit there and listen to what he doesn't say. The young men were taken aback by the response. The non-Jew's articulate description, laced with tremendous respect and admiration, took them by surprise. That simple answer touched them, and suddenly they wanted to be at the tish more than ever, but as participants, not as spectators. They now understood that sometimes it is what a person does not say that can penetrate deeply into another soul. It is the unspoken word that is most powerful. They nodded their heads as if to show their agreement with the man's assessment and walked out of the room convinced that there was indeed something quite special that they had missed out on. And he says that when the Chazan repeats Shmona Esrei, we the congregation, we the Tzibur, are asked to sit quietly. That silence is the congregation's opportunity to hear, to contemplate the words of the davening, the words of praise. We may not fully understand this deeper meaning of what is transpiring during this exalted tefillah. However, to talk during that time is to miss what davening is all about. And one who speaks during this quiet song of praise is disrupting that beautiful melody of silence that is Chazaras HaShatz. And, you know, it's certainly, as we look around, unfortunately, you know, is a machla in Klal Yisrael, where people not appreciating what is going on, what is happening when the Chazan's repeating, you know, find themselves, whether it's out of boredom, out of a lack of understanding, that, you know, it's very easy to, you know, to pick up a conversation or join a conversation. And I remember I had a Rebbe in seventh grade that told us, you know, even though the halacha says it's better not to learn, he said, it's on his cheshbon. We should learn during Chazaras HaShatz. That way he was protecting us from the Yetzirah of wanting to speak. And, you know, it was something that, you know, it takes someone to understand it and realize what this Yetzirah is to have gone ahead and said, you know, he's willing to take it for us just so that we don't end up in this category of Gadol Avonu Minasot. And if I'm correct, the only other place that these words are used are Hashem when he spoke to Cain after he killed Hevel. So if we want to be with Cain, there's one choice, but if we want to make the correct choice, it's obviously listening, following, you know, appreciating what the Chazan is saying and having that in mind. And just obviously, the homework obviously is, you know, certainly on Rosh Chodesh to focus on the Alviyovu that we say, but obviously every Chazaras HaShatz, to take the time to do it properly, listen properly, and again with that, raise our tefillos to what they can be. And just to conclude, I want to just again be makar tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as this is the end of our second year doing this. Certainly when I started, I never thought that we would, you know, this would last more than a few weeks. But, you know, Baruch Hashem, Hashem's given, you know, given me the kochos to prepare it, but more importantly, has given people that have an interest in working on their tefillah to come, because preparation alone doesn't really do anything if there aren't people that have an interest. So it's really, you know, a makar to all of you who come on a weekly basis, but certainly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed us to do this for 2 years and continue Bezer Hashem into a third year, and, you know, continue to help us to raise our tefillos to build that relationship with him.